22nd and the 27th, I'll be in Newburyport at the Plum Island Airfield hosting a fundraiser for cystic fibrosis for the Flight for CF company. Join me. Come on up. Say hello. Drop by the DJ booth. Lots of fun. DJ D, I'm out of here, y'all. Thank you so much for letting me entertain you. Love you and God bless.
Put her canine teeth in the side of my neck. A little Hello, everybody. I think we are. Hold on a minute. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Ribs by Lord and Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Roan. And today, I have a very special guest with me who has been on this show before. I have Sean.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean.
Sean of WMFO fame.
Yes, of local anesthesia, which is on hiatus at the moment.
6 a.m. on Sunday.
Yes, the scheduling conflict prevented me from having a show this semester, but we will be making a strong return in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I will not be missing 2 weeks in a row like I did this past 2 weeks. I'm back.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Exactly. It's beautiful out. It's Marathon Monday. We're listening to songs where the vocalists are women. It's a great day today. So, speaking of, the next song we have is by The Japanese House, and this is Sad to Breathe. Enjoy.
Cause it's sad to breathe the air when you're not. lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, do things I never should do. I drink much more than I want to drink, because it brings me back. Sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine, I feel unsteady, like my love.
Thank you.
Do you wanna go to the river? I know this spot so deep and green, with wild raspberries and apple trees and rocks to climb between. Water like a washing machine. Do you wanna dance? Sometimes I think I try too hard. I trip on my shoes and I trip on my shirt, get caught on the dirt in the yard. Caught on the dirt in the yard, you show me understanding, patience and pleasure, time and attention, love without measure, love without measure. You're cooking dinner, it's getting round half past ten. I haven't smelled food so good since I don't know. Kitchen floor. Just when I thought I couldn't feel more, I feel a little more. I feel a little understanding, patience and pleasure, time and attention, love without measure, love without measure.
We're back.
We are back on the airways, talking, conversing.
Conversing, chit-chatting, gabbing, if you will.
Precisely.
Gonna do a quick recap of this song. Sad to Breathe by the Japanese House, Honey I'm Home by Destroy Boys, Lilac Wine by Eartha Kitt, Someday, Triple J, Like a Version.
Like a Version.
Like a Oh, I get it.
No, have you seen Like a Version? Like, or we'll talk about that after. What's the other song?
Okay, we'll get into it. We'll get it. And Free Treasure by Adrian Lenker. No, what is that?
Like a Version. It's like a series on YouTube. I forget what it's not NPR. That's Tiny Desk. That's
Is it like that kind of vibe, though?
It's like that kind of vibe. Okay. Like an artist will do a cover of whoever they want. Like, who's done one? Kali Uchis did one of Bjork's Venus as a Boy. That's a really good cover, actually.
Oh, actually, we'll do the Kali Uchis song next.
Oh, now word.
That you mentioned
okay.
Because you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that one.
There's also, I think, who else? Childish Gambino did So Into You. That was a good cover. Oh, Denzel Curry did Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Oh, wow.
And he. That was.
That's crazy.
That one was crazy. He did an incredible job. That's one of my favorite covers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I should check this thing out. Like a Version is also a silly name.
Yeah, it is kind of a silly name, but I get it. They're doing a version
yeah.
of a song they like.
Yes. I do get it. And I love that. I mean, I love the Strokes. I've actually revisited the Strokes in the past couple months for whatever reason. And maybe it's like almost springtime. And that's like when I first got into them, I was listening to them like in the spring a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And they're just fun. Like, I just feel like I don't know what to put on. I put on the Strokes and it works.
Just,
and I'm like vibing
out. Default.
And it's fun. And it's there for me. So.
No, that makes sense.
I've been listening to
I was listening to Is This It a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But also, was it Room on Fire is what it's called? Yeah, Room on Fire. I like that one as well. Pretty much just the order of they came out when they came out is like the best. The newer one that people liked a lot.
I'm blanking on the name. But yeah.
I forget the name too. But I have some songs on there that I like.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody catch the one singular song from the 20th century that I put on this thing? It was so random. But that was like, I had like three songs that on this playlist at first. And then I was like, oh, I'll do like all women vocalists. Because I don't know why. I was listening to Lilac Wine by Eartha Kitt. Because I was listening to Lilac Wine by Jeff Buckley. And I was like, oh, he didn't make this song. neither did Eartha Kitt, actually. But I like her version. Yeah. I haven't listened to the original.
It's like a matrix of covers. It's a cover of a cover.
It's one of those songs that gets covered a lot. Like, there's a bunch like that.
Yeah.
I think a couple people did Clay Pigeons. Stuff like that.
Or even Hallelujah. That's not original.
That's not Jeff Buckley. Yeah, that's... Who did that?
I don't remember the original.
It's like a big name. I remember. It's a... I forget who he is, but...
Yeah.
That's a... Yeah. It was in Shrek.
It was in Shrek. That's the first time I heard the song in Shrek. Was it Shrek 1 or 2?
I think the first...
The first one. It was the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what people know
no,
it by.
No, because Shrek 2 had... I need a hero. I'm holding on for a hero to the end of the night.
Oh, okay.
And what else was in Shrek 2? Living La Vida Loca. I remember that.
That was in Shrek 2?
That was the end song, yeah. They were dancing.
I don't remember that, but that's crazy.
He turned into a frog. Yeah,
that's really funny.
crazy stuff.
That's wild. Shrek is wild.
Yeah,
I watched that on New Year's one point. So it was like the thing where we literally lined it up. So like exactly at midnight, it was that song that like everybody. It was like it was like the climax of the movie, and it like bursts into song or something. And it's like the funny song, haha, Shrek song.
You timed it right. Yeah, you did the meme.
So we did that. For 1 year.
Yeah, they did the
school
meme on the New Year's ball drop.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
I should do that again, though. Not Shrek.
Not with
Shrek. I'll figure something else.
Like, pick a song or something.
Yeah, like at the beat drop. Yeah.
Yeah, at the beat. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Anything else to add for now?
No, I think I've yapped enough.
We've yapped. Yeah, we'll probably yap again at some point.
Yeah, we will yap one.
So we'll just keep it going. We'll do the Cali.
About the halfway
mark. Leonard Cohen. My mom texted me. It was Leonard Cohen who wrote Hallelujah.
It's Leonard Cohen. Yes,
you're right.
There we go.
You are right. Thank you, Mom.
Shout out Mama Costa.
So, yeah, we're going to just get into the next song, but we'll be back. Enjoy the Young, Rich, and in Love by Kelly Uchis.
Ride it, ride it. Encima de ti, yo me siento lejos.
seen a single fucking pair of headlights. Baby, maybe I've been spending too much time in cars. I'm so tired of being criticized for what I know is right. Trying my best, but what if it's all in my head? I feel like I'm driving on the right side of the road.
We are back. You just heard a couple songs, starting with Young, Rich, and in Love by Kaliuchis, Risk by Mega Mango, and Take Off Your Pants by Indigo D'Souza. And before we continue, Sean has a quick announcement for us.
Yeah, I have a very important announcement to make. The announcement is about numbers. to think about. The worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the median cost of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That is kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. That puts a lot of things in perspective, actually.
Dang.
Yeah.
I know some friends who got kicked off of MassHealth recently.
Wait, how do you get kicked off?
Because they make too much money, I guess, now.
Oh, I see.
But it's like you make just enough to get kicked off MassHealth, but then it's like you don't make enough to like be able to afford good health. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
And you're probably not getting decent health coverage from
like,
whatever job you have.
Right. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
Scary.
That's insane.
Anyway.
But yeah. Anyway.
I don't know if I have anything to say to add right now. I might. Do you? Any thoughts?
No, not really. I like that last song, though.
Yeah.
Indigo D'Souza is cool.
Yeah. I went to a concert last May, I think, with my friend Jazz. They took me to see Indigo D'Souza, and we had a lot of fun, and it was good music, and it was like springtime, which is nice. Yeah. I'm really enjoying the spring weather.
So am I.
It has made such a massive difference. Like, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, it's nice out today.
Yeah. No, it boosts the mood, a little serotonin.
Yep. It's like, oh, I want to go outside.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And there's no classes today, which is so wonderful.
That was much needed as well. No classes Wednesday either.
Yes.
Makeup day.
That's also huge.
Yeah.
And I thought there was originally on the academic calendar, because I like put a bunch of dates in my calendar in like January.
Yeah.
And I had it written down that it was going to be a Monday schedule on Friday. Dude, I would have been so devastated if I had to go to a 2-hour seminar on a Friday morning.
Yeah, that is definitely not the move.
And have lab in later in the day. Like, I would be so distraught.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely not the move.
We got a couple songs left. We'll just get into it. Next up, we have Let's Run by Le Tigre. Enjoy.
We can
We've hit the end of the show. We got just a couple minutes left, one more song left, but before that, we'll do a quick recap. We heard Let's Run by Le Tigre, Kokomo, IN, what does IN stand for? What's...
I don't know.
That's bad. Japanese Breakfast, and Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. Because, I don't know, I think Chapel Roan's fun. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
I think she's fun. I think that...
This is like not a... I'm paraphrasing, but Hannah said... They're really fun and interesting to listen to when there's not a B word in your ear telling you they suck.
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. I mean, people are allergic to fun. Like, you have to take it for what it is. It's a silly pop song.
It's okay to have silly pop songs in rotation, guys.
Cute and fun, and she wears cool outfits. And I think that that's enough for me to enjoy it.
Sometimes you need a few shenanigans.
Precisely.
Yeah. Shenanigans are encouraged.
Yes, but... So I got one last song, really completes the female vocalist playlist, as it is Kate Bush. So that will be fun. That's exciting. That was actually a recommendation by my friend. I did not think of...
Wait, was that me?
No.
Is this a different Kate Bush song? Which one is it?
Was it you? No, it might have been my friend Ray. It sounds a love. But... Okay.
I think I did that one. That was me.
Was that you? Okay, that was you.
Me.
That was Sean. That was Sean.
Or maybe we both did Hounds of Love. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. Maybe I was giving someone else credit.
Well, I'm sure she messes with Kate Bush, too. So
I am sure she does, yes. Yeah. But this has been Hannah and Sean.
Hello, goodbye.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week. Get outside. Enjoy the weather. This is Hounds of Love. See you next time.
In the trees. Coming!